there. This is KJZZ's Sun Up. It is your daily news update from here in Phoenix on our state and region. I'm Phil Latzman, your host for this podcast, a daily digest of the news events here in Arizona. It is Thursday, March the 19th. Friday adjacent, we are in extreme heat warnings going up today. Going to be very, very hot. Temperatures above 100 degrees for the next several days. Stay hydrated. And here we go with a check of the news. New sexual abuse allegations against the late civil rights leader Cesar Chavez are putting Arizona cities and even the state in the spotlight over if or how they plan to celebrate Cesar Chavez Day. Matthew Casey reports.
The allegations that Chavez engaged in inappropriate sexual behavior with women and girls were first reported by the New York Times less than 2 weeks before Cesar Chavez Day on March 31st. Governor Katie Hobbs's press secretary tells KJZZ that her office will not recognize the holiday this year. In Phoenix, the mayor's office says the council will vote next week on whether to rename the city holiday, as well as buildings bearing Chavez's name, and remove all city street signs honoring him. In a statement, Mayor Kate Gallego said there is a duty to honor the dignity of survivors. Matthew Casey, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
Those triple-digit temperatures we just mentioned have arrived well ahead of schedule, and many summer cooling centers are not yet up and running. And Catherine Davis-Young has more on relief options during this very early heat wave.
Phoenix's Office of Heat Response and Mitigation says city libraries, senior centers, and community centers are open during regular hours and are available for cooling off in the air conditioning during this unprecedented March heat wave. Phoenix's Office of Homeless Solutions also says its outreach teams are now carrying the heat relief supplies they typically have during summer months. Those include ice, water, cooling towels, and electrolytes. The city plans to launch its annual heat relief operations, including a 24-hour cooling center, in early May. Catherine Davis-Young, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
Democratic Senator Ruben Gallego of Arizona pressed Oklahoma Senator Mark Wayne Mullen, President Trump's latest pick to run the Department of Homeland Security, on whether he'd end the agency's recently opened investigation into Arizona's 2020 presidential election. During a Senate confirmation hearing, Gallego said the inquiry is a waste of resources.
There certainly isn't any reason why we should be using these highly trained professionals that should be going after some horrible people to be investigating conspiracy theories that have been litigated multiple times.
Mullen did not commit to ending the investigation, instead described it as an opportunity to fix, quote, anything that went wrong in 2020. Democrats say the investigation is part of Trump's attempts to sow doubt ahead of the midterms. Well, Arizona voters may have the chance to consider rival ballot measures this November during those midterms, each designed to regulate the state's private school voucher program, but with key differences, as Cameron Sanchez reports from our politics desk.
The state's teachers union is already gathering signatures with the public education advocacy group Save Our Schools Arizona for their own voucher measure. Now a new group, Fortify AZ, has filed paperwork to collect signatures for their own plan to add guardrails to the increasingly popular voucher system. Both proposals include efforts to better screen voucher purchases and add fingerprint requirements for teachers at private and parochial schools that accept students with vouchers. But the Fortify AZ measure, backed by the pro-school choice American Federation for Children, does not include a $150,000 income cap, excluding some families from voucher eligibility, unlike its competing measure. Cameron Sanchez, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
18 attorneys general across the country, including Arizona's Chris Mays, are pressuring Congress to pass legislation that would issue refunds for costs paid as a result of President Trump's tariffs. Amelia Monroe reports on that.
The move comes after the Supreme Court struck down Trump's tariffs in late February. Arizona, alongside 11 other states, were a part of the original lawsuit challenging the tariffs as illegal. Now, Mays and other attorneys general are seeking reparations from the Trump administration for the estimated $166 billion paid by consumers and businesses nationwide. The letter sent to Congress asked for legislation that would take refund disbursements out of the Trump administration's control. Amelia Monroe, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
The U.S. House has approved Republican Congressman Juan Ciscomani's bill to redesignate the 102-year-old Chiricahua National Monument as a national park. Ciscomani says the reclassification wouldn't change the Cochise County landmark, but would bring welcome new attention to the region.
This bill supports economic opportunity in rural Arizona. The redesignation would help raise Chiricahua's national profile, attract more visitors, and strengthen tourism across southeastern Arizona.
The bill passed out of the House with bipartisan support. It now awaits a vote in the Senate, where companion legislation has already been introduced by Democratic Senators Mark Kelly and Ruben Gallego, and if approved, Chiricahua would become Arizona's fourth national park. Well, Phoenix Sky Harbor is asking for donations to help federal employees who did not receive paychecks amid a partial government shutdown. Connor Greenwald has details.
The federal government has been partially shut down since February 14th, preventing some federal workers, including TSA agents, from receiving their paychecks. Phoenix Sky Harbor International Airport is seeking the public's help to provide essential supplies to workers during the shutdown. Heather Shelbrack is a spokesperson for Sky Harbor.
And we are looking for non-perishable prepackaged food that can be distributed to the workers, as well as gift cards in denominations of $20 or less for items like groceries or gas. So think of like fries or Safeway gift cards, Costco.
Shelbrack said they will not accept cash donations or generic gift cards like Visa. Donations are being collected from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. every day outside of Security Checkpoint B and Terminal 4. Connor Greenwald, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
Adults in Arizona bet more than $1.6 billion on sports last year during the months that include March Madness, the NCAA tournament. Yet most people recently surveyed think that gambling affects the integrity of college basketball. Matthew Casey reports.
Nearly 57% of those surveyed in a national poll by Sacred Heart University say sports betting somewhat or significantly affects the integrity of college basketball. A slightly higher percentage worries that college athletes may face pressure from gambling interests.
You have young, vulnerable, relatively poor compared to, you know, professional athletes competing and, you know, probably rife for more corruption.
Professor Josh Schuert directs the sport management program.
The thrill of why you watch something live in general is because, you don't know what's going to happen.
The amount Arizonans bet last year during March Madness increased from the year before. Matthew Casey, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
Well, Democrats and Republicans came together in court yesterday to attack the Secretary of State's office for allowing a third party to change its name. Here's Cameron Sanchez once more from our politics team.
Arizona approved the creation of the No Labels Party in 2023. But 2 years later, a Ninth Circuit court ruling barred the party from only choosing candidates for high-level offices. So the National No Labels Party ended its affiliation with the state party, which then renamed itself the Arizona Independent Party. However, Democrats and Republicans claim Secretary of State Adrian Fuentes shouldn't have allowed the change. They argue he exceeded his authority and opened the doorway to voter confusion. Attorneys for Fuentes say he would have overstepped by not allowing the name change. Both sides agree there's no law clarifying what the Secretary of State is allowed to do in that situation. Maricopa County Superior Court Judge George Como says he'll make a ruling within 1 week. Cameron Sanchez, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
According to the CDC, drug overdose deaths have been decreasing nationwide, but not in Arizona. Our state saw the sharpest increase in overdose deaths in the nation last year. Dr. Matt Evans directs addiction medicine services for the organization Circle the City. He told KJZZ's The Show housing instability and displacement may be contributing to the problem as more Arizonans find themselves in vulnerable situations.
They're having to go from one place to another. When that happens, not only are you having a hard time keeping up with your doctor, your addiction treatment facility, but you're having a hard time keeping up with your friends or even the person who you buy drugs from.
Evans said Arizona also lacks funding for drug treatment programs. In sports basketball, the ASU women compete in the NCAA tournament's first four today. They'll play Virginia this evening in Iowa City, but head coach Molly Miller did not travel to Iowa with her team due to an illness. School officials are hopeful she'll be able to join them today. Sun Devils in the tournament for the first time since 2019. If they can beat Virginia, they'd advance to play Georgia in the first round on Saturday. Losers of three straight, Suns try to finish off their road trip on a positive note this evening, but tough task in San Antonio ahead against the Spurs, currently holding down the second spot in the West. Suns are currently in seventh place in the conference. They're back home Saturday to host the Bucks. And baseball, Diamondbacks outslugged the Cubs 16-8 in exhibition play yesterday. They'll be at Camelback Ranch to play the White Sox this evening because of that extreme heat we've been telling you about. All Cactus League games on the schedule today have been moved to the evening. And take cover and stay hydrated out there on this Thursday, March the 19th. That'll do it for this edition of KJZZ Sun Up. I'm Phil Latzman. Appreciate you being here. We'll do it again tomorrow. Talk to you then.